This is the CSIS Global Health Interview Series at www.smartglobalhealth.org.
Today we are joined by the Assistant Secretary of Defense for Health Affairs, S. Ward Cassells. Dr. Cassells is going to speak about the increasing role of the U.S. military in global health. Dr. Cassells, what are the three goals of the military health system, and what areas of global health does the U.S. military work in?
The military health system exists primarily to take care of our service members, their families, and our retirees. But secondarily, we assist the overall mission of the Defense Department by building capacity, healthcare capability in countries that are critical to what we're doing. Lastly, we try to do whatever good we can for global health in passing, since we're stationed in over 100 countries around the world.
And how is health related to stability and security?
Well, generally, health is a product of stability and prosperity. So when people are safe and can get access to health care, when they have electricity, roads, clean water, safe sewage systems, and the like, then they're more likely to be healthy. They tend to have better foods because they're more prosperous and so forth. But it also works the other way around, that when people are healthier, they are happier. They are more trusting of their government if they've gotten health benefits from their government. They plan for the future. If people have some confidence that they and their children have a reasonable life expectancy, they make the kinds of long-term decisions, investing in education, investing in partnerships, learning a topic or a trade that they wouldn't do otherwise. So health contributes to prosperity and peace, and it's a virtuous cycle. Prosperity and peace contribute to health as well.
And what global health programs does the U.S. military engage in? So we've talked a bit about military-to-military capacity building, pandemic flu awareness, et cetera. So can you give us a quick overview of the different areas you work in?
Well, this past few years, combat casualty care has been critical. Preventive medicine, getting people vaccinated, boosting their nutrition, this is soldiers and Marines and sailors and airmen, and teaching the kinds of things that can prevent accidents and prevent disease, these have been critical to what we're doing. We're challenged now by combat stress. PTSD has been a huge issue for us, and head injury also. But beyond the injuries and diseases that affect our soldiers, and sailors, airmen, and Marines, we have the hosts in Iraq and Afghanistan, sovereign countries. We're there at their invitation. And it's our obligation to try to help them develop their healthcare facilities and their healthcare know-how so that they can care for their own and so that we can wind down there. Particularly in Afghanistan, where things have gotten more dangerous, you know, the hope is that being a provider of health care to a village or helping them take care of themselves even better will be a way to get that village unified against terrorism so they're not intimidated or beguiled so that they have some faith in their own government and their own future.
This has been a CSIS Global Health Policy Center podcast at www.smartglobalhealth.org.